Hey guys, so today I want to talk about commitment and not commitment in the relationship sense, but commitment to a craft or to a journey, and in my case, commitment to poetry. And the respective journey that it entails, poetry, spoken word. I decided to do this topic because there are so many different highs and lows that are entailed with the path that I've chosen, with the creative path that I've chosen, and some of the lows I guess I knew from afar, like, that they would happen, and then some lows that I experienced I would never have imagined. Like, I didn't imagine that I would feel this way about this thing until I actually had to go through it. And so I'm gonna spend this episode talking about that, my experience with all of that. You know, before I had committed to poetry more seriously, before I had been doing it as much as I do it now, and before it was this much of a part of my life, I guess I thought that, you know, people who were able to write poetry, share poetry all the time, that this would be like a dream world, like that would be a happy ending, and that would be just happiness 24/7, 365. And that's definitely not the case. I definitely can't imagine myself doing anything else. Writing is my thing. I don't want anything else. Like, this is my path. Like, I would not be happy without writing at all. But when you really commit to something, anything, and you take it on a more serious level, there are so many dips that come, so many unforeseen things, so many different things that you have to ride out, that you have to exercise patience and a lot of, like, just humility and things about that you never anticipated. So maybe I can talk in some more specifics about what those have been for me, especially as of late. The first thing that comes to mind for me is actually, you know, and I talked about this in my last episode, but I'm going to take on a different angle with this, which is, you know, the emotionally intense aspect of what poetry is. It is something that requires a lot of emotional labor, emotional output, and it's not just like, okay, so the emotional labor doesn't end at I write the poem, or like the creative process itself, right? The process of creating the poem, writing the poem, spending time creating an idea or a story, that can be pretty emotionally exhausting. But emotional labor also comes with having your emotions, your poetry out there in the world, and continuing to stand behind those things. Having people see you through the lens of your poems, which is kind of like, at some angles and in some ways, having them see you naked. And I'm realizing that it can be really exhausting sometimes. Especially when you didn't anticipate. I wouldn't say it's like that I don't want people to see some things, because I kind of knew that would happen. But it's more like, you didn't anticipate how much of a toll it could take on you. Because I write first and foremost for myself, but and I've said this before, but if there's any group of people that I write for ever, it's women, and then as a subgroup of that, South Asian women. But in general, I write for myself, and I love to share because it has allowed me to connect with other people. But I guess I wasn't ready that some people have seen different sides of me that are so intimate that in maybe some ways I would have preferred to share in a more, at a slower pace and getting to know someone slowly. But, you know, having all my poetry and my business out there, it's like they've seen all that without me having or being able to tell them at my convenience, or like when I really want them to know and want for that to unfold. So it's a really, really interesting like social dynamic that this path creates. And I am a pretty, you know, in terms of my reach, have a small, comparatively small reach compared to these big name poets that I know and I'm friends with, and I just can't imagine how exhausting it must be for them. And I'm sure they're so passionate, and I know they're so passionate about writing and they love it, but it is insane. Sometimes these poets that I know, these successful poet spoken word artists that are touring and do this full time, they have millions of people that are watching and listening to and reading their stuff, and it can be really daunting. And I think that it can be like shocking, because I guess no one, you don't write with the intention or the anticipation that that many people or anyone is actually gonna be like looking. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it's work. And since I've done this whole poetry thing a lot more, I found myself getting like emotionally kind of maybe drained at a greater, it's a weird push and pull, because doing this is the most energizing thing for me, because if I was doing anything else, I wouldn't be fired up. I wouldn't be fired up every day. I wouldn't feel like my life had direction or purpose. I wouldn't know who I was. At the same time, committing to this, committing to poetry, has resulted in like, okay, even sometimes the days that I don't want to write, the days that I don't want to share, I am going to, and I have to, because I've committed to this and I have no choice. And if I've committed to something, I can't just be like, you know, I'm just not feeling it today, which is what I used to do. And some days I still do that and I slip up. But I've committed to this, so I have to stand behind it consistently. Even those days where I want to hide and I don't want people to know all my business, I can't take it back, you know. And in the bigger picture, I want to write more, share more, connect with more people. So I can't have both, right? So I can't have some days I want all those things and some days I'm like, oh, today I feel like hiding and I don't want anyone to know that I'm a poet or that my ex cheated on me and I am crushing on this guy right now and whatever, right? Because on the whole, I want this. So on the days that I don't, which are, you know, which happen at every interval, I can't just decide to take it back. It's just taught me a lot. Another thing about commitment is that it's not just like enduring the emotional labor and emotional sort of fatigue and exhaustion of what being a poet entails, but it's also feeling misunderstood So I noticed that I have a tendency to write about certain topics, and that I don't actively think about writing those topics. They just simply are the things that I'm feeling and the things that I just want to write about. It's not like I'm sitting down thinking, I'm going to write this many poems on love, this many poems on heartbreak, this many poems on gentrification, and this many poems on being a woman, South Asian woman. It's truly like, it's like organic, it's whatever I feel. But I've noticed now, like, having accumulated some body of work, that I tend to write in about certain things more, and I tend to express myself in certain ways more than others, or, you know, and having that awareness now, I've noticed that it's made me a little bit more self-conscious, because I found myself thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want people to think this about me. And someone commented the other day, like, oh my god, like, they commented that I was this, like, hopeless romantic, and it's obviously not an insult, but I obviously love writing about, like, love, but I have this insecurity that I don't want to be seen as someone who's just, like, waiting around for a guy all day, because I'm definitely not that, you know, but then I can't go around trying to convince everyone that I'm not that. I just kind of have to let my poems be, and I'm realizing that I have to kind of just let whatever I created just be, without over explanation and the defensiveness about who I am or who I am not. Because if I take on the task of trying to address every single, like, subclause of how something might be interpreted, that defeats the whole purpose of poetry, which I think, and why I love it so much, is because it has this air of mystery to it, which is, like, you know, poetry is, to me, is, like, just so, like, with few words you can say so much and, like, make people, like, wonder about so much. And if you go on to write all these, like, complex explanations, or come out and try to explain yourself on everything, you become, like, this, like, hard academic type figure. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but some of you might kind of get where I'm going with that. And then it's like, so I trailed off there for a second. I had to finish driving. I do these podcasts out of my car. Like, I do everything out of my car. My life is kind of chaotic right now. So another aspect of commitment is standing, you know, I covered all those topics, but standing behind something, even when it's not good. So I have had so many moments when, like, I've just shared something that was absolutely terrible, like, just absolute shit, writing that was abysmal, people who were, like, scratching their heads wondering why I was calling myself a poet or a writer. And I'm realizing that part of commitment is that in those moments I don't go, oh my gosh, I just do writing on the side, it's not really, like, a serious thing. Because I've noticed that a lot of people do that, even when they want to say, like, yes, I'm a poet, when they know that the world doesn't take them seriously, they take the easy route and they say, oh, well, it's not a big deal for me anyway, I have this other thing that I do, or it's just a side thing, I'm so tired of hearing people say it's just a side thing. Like, shit, like, I've put all my eggs in one basket here, and a lot of the time, or enough of the time, I actually am not good even. And it sounds kind of corny, but, like, I've learned to, like, love myself in those moments where it's so tempting to be like, you know, it's only a side thing. When someone thinks, like, I'm a loser, you know, and just to be like, no, like, I've committed to this, like, I want this, poetry is my thing. It just, that's part of commitment, and I'm learning that, and I didn't always have that. Before, I used to be like those people who are always like, oh no, it's just a side thing. But I also believe, like, I'm a big believer in, like, what you speak and put out in the universe is kind of what stays with people, too. And it has, like, there's, like, an energetic consequence to the things that you believe and say. And I believe that I'm a writer to my core. I don't care that not many people know me. I don't care that I don't have any accolades. I don't care that sometimes my stuff is, like, not even good, and sometimes my stuff is outright bad. I'm a writer. Like, I don't think I could change that if I tried. I think about writing every single day, multiple times a day, and it's kind of like an addiction almost. Maybe I'll have a different episode on that, and, like, how, like, I've exhibited some addictive characteristics and behaviors as they relate to writing, because I've kind of crossed over to, like, unhealthy habits and things. I'm going to have to do another episode on that. But, yeah, so commitment as it relates to writing, it's a big thing I think about. And thinking about commitment actually helps me find joy, even more joy, with being a writer. Because it's, like, on those off days, I'm like, no, I made this, like, commitment. Like, you know, I'm married to writing. This is a relationship here that I'm building on. I can't give up on my boo. You know, I really have to, like, stick through all the discomfort, because the bigger thing that I'm working towards, the bigger thing that I'm striving towards, and, like, the core, at the same time, the core of what this is all based off of, those two things are so beautiful and so worthwhile that all the stuff in between is like, oh, I can do that. Yeah, it's hard sometimes. It's, like, weird feeling sometimes. Sometimes I just feel like, oh, shit, I want to get drunk because all my stuff and all my business is out there in the world and anyone can just see it. And, like, oh my God, that's, like, really scary sometimes. But I just ride that out. Like, I just, like, tell myself. It's almost like it just feels like just a task. It's not even, like, I give myself these, like, deep emotional, like, you know, pep talks. I just tell myself, just ride this feeling out. Like, don't overthink it. Just ride it out. Just ride it out. Just ride it out. Until I ride it out. And it's temporary. It's not forever. But it's an aspect of the work. So, yeah, I'm going to wrap it up there and get something to eat because I'm really hungry. And let me know what you want me to talk about next. Let me know. Bye.